It's 4:35 here on Downtown, a Monday afternoon program live at Seasons, 427 Main Street in Bangor. At our Quality Jewelers broadcast studio, the World Series gets underway tomorrow night. And just like everybody expected, right, the Mets and the Royals getting together for this one. Let's get a little bit of a series preview right now as we're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line by ESPN and the Red Sox broadcaster, Dave O'Brien. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Rich, how are you? Everything's going very well, and I'm really looking forward to this series. And I'm with you. It's not one that I really predicted. You know, when April started and the baseball season got underway, I would have thought the St. Louis Cardinals would find their way in there, maybe the Toronto Blue Jays, the way they were playing. But two really good stories, I think, as we move forward, especially the Mets story, because they've come out of nowhere with that great pitching.
Well, absolutely. The great young pitching and the crazy bat of Daniel Murphy, you can't stop him. You just try to contain him, right?
It doesn't seem to matter where anyone pitches him. If it's down around his shoe tops, he hooks that ball out of the ballpark. If you hang one over the middle of the plate, forget it. He's going to hit it hard someplace. He's going to barrel it up. He's having one of those, you know, David Ortiz kind of postseasons at this point where you're probably better off pitching around him. I just wonder, the one thing about it is, can it last? He doesn't have this kind of a track record as an October home run hitter. What he's done now has been amazing. It's remarkable. All the kudos to him. I just wonder if it's going to hold up through the most important games now, the World Series.
Well, of course, they've got that talented pitching staff. I think I read over the weekend that this is the youngest average age for a starting rotation in the series since back with Kansas City in 1985 with Saberhagen and that talented crew.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And the other thing about them is they all throw 97, 98 miles an hour. You know, DeGrom and Syndergaard and Harvey, they all can throw it through a farmhouse. And I think what's impressive, too, is that they want to go long into games. They intend to take the ball for 8-9 innings every time that they go out. The bullpen has been surprisingly good, too, especially Familia, what he's done as the closer. You talk about another guy who throws very hard. So you think every guy they throw out there can, you know, throw it like a cannon. It's interesting that when the Red Sox played them in New York in September, Sox against those big three took two out of three, so they are beatable.
Well, and on the Kansas City side of the ledger, they don't need to go deep into games. I believe they were 66-4 this season when they had a lead after five innings, and that bullpen just continues to be lights out.
Yeah, that's true. And even though they actually lost their closer, Holland, during the season to Tommy John, Wade Davis was able to step up. And when you have that kind of a deep bullpen where your setup guy is just about every bit as good as your close, in some cases better, then you know you have a really deep pen. They've got four guys they can send out there and shorten that game if the starter goes five or six, and they really don't anticipate. Nedios doesn't anticipate his starter going very long in a game. They really don't care. And in that sense, they've turned baseball over on its ear. If you have enough talent like that in your bullpen, go ahead and go to those guys. If your starter gets into any trouble at all before the sixth inning, you're still in great shape. I also really like their lineup. I like how they grind it out. They don't have a star that they lean on. They don't have a guy like Murphy who's going so great, right? Well, Rios had a great American League Championship Series, but he's not a superstar player. They're not leaning on one guy, one huge salary. They all get it done up and down their lineup, and they're very athletic.
Dave, do you think it's a sizable advantage that they were there last year and got to a Game 7?
I do, and I think that's an important point, Rich. I think that, you know, the Mets, as talented as they are, you've got a lot of guys who've never been in this kind of spotlight, and the Royals just seem to be very at ease with it. I had their series against Houston in the division series. They were down four runs in the eighth inning and facing elimination in Houston, and they rallied in the eighth inning and they won. And I don't think their blood pressure ever got very high collectively as a team. They never panicked. They never felt they were in deep trouble. I think the other big advantage for them is home field advantage. If they get a seventh, and I realize they lost last year to San Francisco, but getting a chance to have a seventh game, should it come to that, and I think there's a very good chance it would, I like their chances.
We're talking with Dave O'Brien here on Downtown, and we saw it in Boston this year, certainly in the second half of the year. These are heady times in Major League Baseball with the incredible influx of young talent. As long as you've been in the game, have you seen this many good players all at once under the age of 25?
No, I never have, and I don't think it's even close. And that's why what we're looking at now is, it maybe it's even a renaissance for baseball, because the great young kids that we're seeing, like, you know, Correa with Houston, certainly Trout in Anaheim, and Harper, and these Mets pitchers, and all of the young kids that we're seeing. Hey, even the Royals have several guys, you know, like Yordano, who are you know, still 24, 25 years old, who are able to throw the ball, you know, 98, 99 miles an hour. Very, very exciting to watch. Seems like everybody has them. Certainly the Red Sox do, with Mookie Betts and with Jackie Bradley, if Jackie proves that he can hit. And I think there's exciting times in baseball for many years to come, because all of these guys are going to get better and better and better.
Dave, some great news out of Boston. I think last Friday is when it was released that John Farrell is in remission with his cancer. That's great news on so many levels. The Red Sox seem to have handled this very well, not only saying that John Farrell's the manager, but also finding a way to keep Torrey Lovello around.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Torrey handled it so gracefully and so splendidly, too. And so did John. We've come to know that about John. I mean, John's such a man with such integrity, and you have such regard for him. The longer you know him, the more that becomes true. I think you're right. I think the way that David Dombrowski handled it as the new head guy with the Red Sox is indicative of how David is going to handle things like this in the future. Hopefully, you're not dealing with, you know, illnesses like cancer anymore afflicting your employees, but when it does happen, it's nice to know that you have a real pro, you know, at the helm, who is captaining that ship, and Dave Dombrowski, the way it ought to be done. Now, the next step for David is go out and get players, go out and get pitchers in particular, find an ace, remake that bullpen. The reason the Red Sox lost more than they won and finished in the basement had nothing to do with the offense in the end. It did in the beginning, but in the end, the Red Sox finished in the top four in runs scored. It all came down to pitching. The one thing I've known Dave Dombrowski for 22 years, and David loves power arms. He loves big arms, guys who throw hard. And I think he's going to go after a lot of those kind of pitchers and a real number one, and I think he's going to get one.
Dave, were you at all surprised by the announcement that the Red Sox have signed Ruben Amaro, the former Phillies GM, as the first base coach?
Totally shocked. Did not see that one coming. It must have been something that Ruben expressed to the ball club, but I do believe, Rich, that the Red Sox were looking for another coach in a prominent role who also spoke Spanish and could communicate with our Latin players in a more direct way. Sometimes, every once in a while, the nuances can get lost in the language, and I think that could be a real plus for the Red Sox inside the clubhouse and on the field.
Are you excited about the move to television next season?
Yes, I am very excited about it. Excited to work with Jerry Remy and Dennis Eckersley and Steve Lyons. And we're going to have some three-man booths this season. I think that'll be a bit of a change. And obviously, I'm moving over from radio to television, and I'm hoping that I can earn, you know, the respect of the Red Sox nation in that new role for me. Because it's not a new role for me in terms of being on TV. I've been with ESPN for 15 years. But in the Red Sox Nation market all over New England, it certainly is new for me.
Well, it's going to be great, because you're just one of the best in the business, and we're very excited about being able to watch you every night. Dave, always fun talking with you. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon.
Thanks, Rich. I look forward to the next time we chat. Thank you, my friend.
That's Dave O'Brien here on Downtown. We're